A lot of Christians today are frustrated because they're not in the right spot. Mm-hmm. And they feel it. Problem is they're in the right spot physically. They're not in the right spot with their heart.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're listening Between the Lines. I'm Scott.
I'm Junior.
And we're getting going to town on this book that we're in right now. And I think that we're going to find a lot of people who are new to reading the Old Testament, some of those earlier books that they're not familiar with, are going to learn, well, there's a lot of value in this. Even with what you're talking about, chapter two has got some valuable things. It may be a chapter that a lot of people are just going to read over and think, why do I need to know any of this stuff?
Yeah.
And yet it was critical, and it was important for the people at that time to know what was here. And there's a great message for us today.
There is. Now, we're not going to read it all word for word because there's a lot of repetition here, but we are going to read a little bit of it and explain what's going on here and why that matters to us today.
Let me get started. I'll get started in verse 1 of Numbers chapter 2. Then the Lord gave these instructions to Moses and Aaron. When the Israelites set up camp, each tribe will be assigned its own area. The tribal divisions will camp beneath their family banners on all four sides of the tabernacle, but at some distance from it.
Why do they? God seems so controlling here, Dad.
Yeah.
That each tribe will be assigned to its own area, and they have to camp there. Why? Well,
I think that one of the things that we fail to understand as people, that we think happiness is going to be based on us getting to do the things that we want to do. And so we hunt after happiness. I remember a message you did many years ago, and I think we've even repeated it since, or that theme, and that is happiness is not hunted, it's farmed.
Yeah.
But the point that we're going to find in here in Numbers is that their happiness wasn't going to be based on them getting to be where they wanted to be or go where they wanted to go. It was by doing what God wanted them to do, that we were created for God, and when we understand that doing what he's asking us to do, that produces fulfillment, then we fulfill our purpose.
And you think about how wild that is in this context, because there you have all the families are camped out, and you might be sitting there thinking, well, I wish I could be by my friend who's on the way other side of
camp. There.
But the reality is you will be happier where God has planted you, not near them.
Yeah.
And the same is true in life and opportunity, work.
Well, in so many places, this can be applied.
Yeah.
So this is great.
Tribal sorry, were you reading or was I?
Yeah, I believe I was reading, and I'm not sure how far I went. I think we got up to verse 2. Yeah. And I'll just finish off verse 3, and then we'll jump ahead a little bit and explain what's going on. The divisions of Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun are to camp toward the sunrise or the east side of the tabernacle beneath their family banners. And these are the names of the tribes or leaders and the numbers of their registered troops. So then we have the list of three of these: Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and the leader of each of these, and then the number of troops that they had.
And that's kind of repeated throughout the chapter. So you have what he says is like Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun, you're going to be camped on the east side of camp. Then he, verses 10, he says the division of Reuben, Simeon, and Gad, you're going to be on the south side. Then verses 17, he says, the Levites, you're going to carry the tabernacle.
Which, again, the Levites, that was the priestly tribe. They're the ones that took care of all of the worship system.
They're not in war.
Right.
They're doing God's work. Verses 18, you have Ephraim, Manasseh, Benjamin, you're going to be on the west side. And so that's really this whole chapter is like, this is what God's telling everybody where to go.
Yeah. And what I find interesting on this, and then, the latter part, you've got Dan, Asher, and Naphtali. But what I find about this, because you have to wonder as we read this, you wonder, why did they have to have all this information? Why did they have to know that Dan was led by Ahiezer, son of Amishadai, with 62,700 troops? And why is that even significant? And I think that how this helps me as well, because we have a lot of names in the New Testament as well, where we wouldn't otherwise even know those people existed. But it's so good for me to remember that God has always had his people, and within even a large group of people with a giant number, each individual is known by God, and God cares about each of them. Yeah. That all of them had a place in God's service in being the people of God. And that's the case today, that you may think that you're a nobody, that you're just a number within a large population of other Christians. But the fact is, God knows you, cares about you, and he wants you to be significant in whatever group that you're part of, in your small group or in ministry team or wherever you're at, that you are making a difference. God cares about you. He created you on purpose, and you're part of his plan.
Yeah. Well, and going back to our hook, Dad, in the beginning, talking about how many of us we're frustrated because we're not in the right spot. And we think of that physically.
Yeah.
Of like, you know, well, I was made for this promotion, or I was made for this opportunity, and you haven't been given that yet. And so you're frustrated. No, you're not in the right spot in your heart. Mm. Fact of the matter is, God hasn't opened that door yet. And so you trying to force it open or dream about that door being open, that's only frustrating you. God has you camped out right where you're at. And if he opens that door, great. If not, then you take that as this is where God has me, and I'm going to be happy here, and I'm going to farm happiness right here.
Yeah, I remember there was a song that was popular in traditional churches back when I first became a believer called Brighten the Corner Where You Are. And it was interesting, the story behind the song. It was the lyrics to this were beautiful. You may not be able to do all these things that you've dreamed of doing, but wherever you've been placed, you can brighten that corner. Or you've heard the statement, bloom where you are planted. Yeah. The way to make your best life isn't to dream of doing something different or be with someone different or be in another place. The way to make the most of your life is you settle in at where you're at and you make the absolute most of it. Which, by the way, when you do that, it seems to create all kinds of other opportunities as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Just as God had each tribe camped out at a certain place in the camp, so God has you camped out. Stop wishing you're in another part of the camp or you were a Levite. It bloom where you planted.
Make the most of where you're at. That's you right. bet. Well, I'll finish off. I guess I was reading. You want to just read verses 31, 30 through 34,
yeah.
and then we'll get over to Proverbs. Well, I guess 32.
32. Maybe. It says, yeah. In summary, the troops of Israel listed by their families totaled 603,000. We said that yesterday, 550.
Yep.
But as the Lord had commanded, the Levites were not included in this registration. So the people of Israel did everything as the Lord had commanded Moses. Each clan and family set up camp and marched under their banners exactly as the Lord had instructed them. And may we be the same.
Yep.
May we do what God has commanded and march under the banners that God has given us to march.
Yeah, that's great. All right, let's get over to Proverbs then. And we are in Proverbs 30 because today is the 30th. And just as a reminder, we tend to go through Proverbs a lot. I mean, I've been reading Proverbs almost every day since I was 18 years old. And I was challenged to do it, that it's a great way to get a lot of wisdom. Proverbs is just filled with wisdom. And so I've always read Proverbs by coinciding the proverb for the day of the month. And so today is the 30th. We're reading Proverbs 30. Now, we've been, you know, periodically we'll read another one of the poetic books like Psalms or Job. But we always make our way back to Proverbs and do a couple of months of Proverbs again because it is filled with such wisdom. So anyway, in Proverbs 30, then we have this great verse in verse 5. It says, every word of God proves true. He defends all who come to him for protection. So God's word is true. We can trust it. And if we abide by the principles that are in Scripture, he is the one who goes to bat for us. We can count on his defense. And I want that more than anything else. I want to know. It's not so much that I want to know that I'm on God's side.
Yeah.
And the way to do that is by being focused on the word that he's given to us, by knowing God's word. That's what we're doing between the lines. That's what it's all about.
Yep. Even like books that are more of like the resource books.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every word proves true and it matters.
It does.
All right. Well, today is Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. So and I did that.
Oh, you did that. Yep.
I did that. I got my dog, Luna.
I have done that. But
have you?
Yeah. We had two dogs actually when you were young that we got. They were rescue dogs. So,
no, I didn't know they were rescues.
Not the Buster and Echo weren't.
No.
But the two dogs prior that we had, Kaylee was the
and
black
Hobbs.
One.
Hobbs was the other
it wasn't
one.
Hobbs.
I thought it was Hobbs.
What was the name of that dog again?
I don't know.
Man, oh man. Oh. I can't remember the name of it anymore. The tan dog.
Well, there you go. Go adopt it. I love our dog.
Yeah.
I like to tease our dog, but that dog. Its bed is right next to my bed.
Luna is awesome. Yeah. One of the best dogs.
She's good with our kids.
And she thinks your kids are her puppies. That's the funny thing about it.
Yeah, it is funny. If we're all together as a family and one runs off, she tries to corral them back to the group.
Or, she never growls at anybody unless the kids are around. If the kids are around and somebody strange comes in, she just kind of has this low growl like, I'm a little worried. My puppies are here.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right. Well, adopt a shelter pet day. I don't know if you're going to be into that or not, but that's the national day. So
yeah, well, we'll encourage everybody else to do that. Right now, I'm enjoying my freedom of not having to pick up poop in the yard.
Well, there you go. Maybe bring your dog over to my dad's yard today, walk him by, and don't pick up after him.
Well, God bless. It's good being with you again. We're looking forward to tomorrow.